Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, so it's the 22nd of May, and I wrote a post on Facebook today I'll grab it and I'll read it. Geez, so I recorded and published an episode of my podcast yesterday, first time since June last year. It's so funny, I released an episode every week for around 7 years without fail, through fucking everything. Highs, lows, catastrophes, major wins and losses. It got to a point where I was completely and utterly burnt out by life, and I found myself questioning why I was putting this pressure on myself. Why was I continuing to show up every week? Hardly anyone was listening anymore. Even I was bored of hearing my voice. But I think I continued to keep going for as long as I did because I felt like A, I had such a long streak, it would be a shame to break it. B, who would I be if I weren't actively podcasting? Like, who would want to work with someone on their podcast who was no longer podcasting? And the big one, C, I felt like if I stopped, I would disappear, like I would cease to exist. To point A, when we break a streak, it can be hard to find the motivation to come back consistently. And I wonder sometimes if the reason for that is because we were only continuing out of the pressure to keep going. Because stopping is failing our streak. But in doing so, we lose connection to why we started in the first place. Therefore, coming back consistently isn't as important anymore because the thing we were showing up for consistently just isn't as important as we thought it was. And point B, well, I went into hiding, so I can't really say I've fully tested this theory, but I can say there's been no shortage of people wanting to work with me, so. And lastly, I'm not even sure what C meant, but it kind of feels true in some ways. I did disappear. And it was so incredibly hard to come back that I haven't bothered to try. And maybe that's because I'm done with that chapter. I don't know. I oscillate on this one. I think I'm more done with doing things in a way that didn't really work. Anyways, being back behind the mic yesterday reminded me of a good reason why I did show up for so long, my connection to my voice, which was really the only thing I do feel I miss about podcasting weekly. I'm a verbal processor for sure. As an autistic ADHDer, I live in a very internal world. There's a lot going on inside me. My senses are always heightened and my mind doesn't stop. I get so completely overwhelmed being in this body and brain. If I'm not completely overstimulated by the noise of the external world, I'm completely overstimulated by the noise of my internal world. The rumination part of my experience is like a blessing and a curse. A blessing because my mind is constantly stimulated with thought, and a curse for the same reason. And that practice of showing up and sharing took that internal voice and gave it a life outside of myself. And when I do that, I feel some connection to the outside world. It creates connection with people, but it also creates some space within myself, both of which I really need. As I've mentioned a few times lately, I've been ruminating on my future. And I feel like a big piece of my next chapter is around our human voices, the internal and the external. I feel really excited and fucking shit scared of taking this next step. And I feel myself already stepping on my back foot here to run in the other direction. The inner rhetoric is strong. And I think it's having more power over me because I've not been externalizing the internal. I've been in my head about this for so long, so I'm here to let you know that I'm starting work on a new podcast centered around a human exploration into our voices. But before I really dive deep into this, it's time for me to step more fully into my own voice once more. And as part of that, I'll be showing up on socials with a bit of a personal challenge, which I'm calling 30 Days of Cringe. Growing up a bit weird and quirky means I have so much shit around being myself. And having this diagnosis has had me questioning who I am and how much of me is a performance to appear more normal. There are certainly lots of aspects of myself that I dislike or I'm embarrassed about, and over the next month or so I'm going to do my best to park the internal rhetoric and start exploring these. And right now, even just showing up and sharing this feels cringe. And that's what the podcast I recorded yesterday explores. It's the first time in almost a year that I felt I could stand behind the mic and speak freely, or almost freely. And that's saying a lot when you consider those 7 years of weekly practice. So, if you don't want to see me, maybe mute me. I won't be offended. I find seeing people over and over again in my feed a bit cringe myself, but that's my own shit and something I'm looking to embrace. Okay, inner voice telling me that I'm taking up too much space, so I'm outy. But if you're interested in following along, I'd love to have you join me. 30 Days of Cringe is officially eek, don't commit, why are you bothering? No one gives a shit, just stay in the background and shut up, says the inner voice, starting on Monday, fuck. Okay, so I wrote that on Facebook and I also just read it out loud as two parts in a reel on Instagram. Now, I want to talk about what's been coming up for me. So yesterday I wrote a post, basically, full transparency. I have a tax bill, my business bank account is in arrears, and I thought, you know what, I'll just, about a month ago, I threw out an offer that was, you know, handful of sessions for $150 a pop, and they sold out in like a couple of hours max. And I finished them all, and I loved it. It was so fun, and so I thought, oh fuck, I've got to get my business bank account into, you know, the black again, and I also have to pay this tax bill. So maybe I'll just throw out that offer again. And crickets, right? Like absolute crickets. Actually, not crickets, because this morning someone did book. I'm really excited to have that session, and it was actually a nice surprise. But what happened was I just got swamped by my own bullshit. So one of the things I used to talk about so much was how I like live life by external validation. And I think now, knowing what I know about myself and being autistic, I think that's like how I measured if I was like complying by social rules was the validation, you know? Like, so validation has actually always just been a bit of an issue for me. And it's been a big part of me melding into who I think I need to be in order to be loved, to be honest. And that makes me feel very sad. But I think it's quite a common experience for a lot of us, and even more so when we're, you know, autistic or ADHD. There's all of these inner rhetoric going on, you know, you're a fuck up, you're, you know, like, people don't like you, you don't belong, you know, you don't understand, like, you feel misunderstood, but then you also don't really understand. Like, there's this weird, I don't know what you'd even call that, juxtaposition. Don't know if that's the right word. So I have this like weird relationship with validation, and it completely fucks with me. So after I posted that offer and had no one like, I think I had a couple of people like, one person comment, I just go into this space of like spiraling. No one likes it. Why are you bothering? This is just confirmation. This is how it was. Remember, you used to share and throw out offers and no one wanted them because no one wants you. Just fuck off and shut up. You know, like there's just all of this stuff going on. And it's crippling. And also maybe not true. And then because it's like maybe no one saw the post, and then it's like that raises a whole bunch of questions in itself. Like, what do I have to do to fucking be seen? And then like, why do I want to be seen? Why have I made this about like other people liking me being the measurement of success? And I think partly because I'm trying to come back. I'm trying to like bounce back, whatever that fucking means. I'm trying to come back and build something. But I've got all this baggage behind me, dragging me back, reminding me of all the times it's never worked before. So why the fuck would it be different this time? The rejection sensitivity stuff, like I feel it so deeply when I see my reels and there's no engagement on them, it hurts a lot, and it feels really fucked up to even admit that, you know, like, oh my God. What a fucking egomaniac. But I don't think I'm alone, because I think actually a lot of people do this. Like a lot of people, it's why they show up and they share sporadically, because they're not getting the engagement. And then they're like, oh, there's no worth in this. There's no value. And they go, you know, and that's really been me for the last few years. I kind of show up and then I'm reminded, oh yeah, no one gives a fuck. You suck. Hide again, you know, where I used to try, I don't know if I ever found a way to let it go. I don't think I did, but I think what I did was just continue, like, maybe if I just keep going, maybe if I just keep going. And I think that's why I kept going for 7 years. You know, like, there's so much bullshit out there. There's all that stuff around, like, the problem is you're not showing up consistently. And it's like, motherfucker, I showed up consistently as fuck for 7 years. And guess what? Just what actually happened was I got less and less and less and less and less listeners and less exposure until I fucking stopped and I did disappear, you know? So anyway, I guess what I need to do, or what might be helpful for me at the moment, is finding a way just to, like, when I wanted to do this 30 days of cringe thing, it actually started as me wanting to do something myself, just to express myself creatively, to have some fun, to, you know, I remember back in early 2021 when I was feeling really good, I was creating a lot and I wasn't worried about external validation. I was really in this zone of, like, just creating because it felt good. And I want to get back to that place. And that's why I am committing to this 30 days thing, because I want to prove, I don't want to prove to myself, because I don't have anything to prove, but I just want to find some momentum for myself again, connect back into creativity and start sharing because it's important for me, not because it's going to have a huge impact or reach huge audiences. Though I have to say, that is like that is never too far from my mind, which I just want to fuck that part off, to be honest. But I think I just have to embrace it, that there is this part of me that feels like it needs recognition and validation, and it's okay to do things and feel disappointed that it didn't get the reach that I wanted or that people didn't engage with it. And maybe it's not actually something personal. Maybe it, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's other reasons. Oh, but it's so hard to make it not about me. It's so hard to make it not about me and my personal failings because, and this is the bit that gets me emotional, because a lot of my life has felt like I'm a personal failure. So, you know, this is just all validating how I feel about myself. And I really want to change that. I really want to change this relationship to myself. I want to enjoy life. I do want to create. I want to share and have that be enough. Have that be enough. You know, whether or not it meets an audience, any audience, I don't want that to matter. What I want to matter is me showing up for me. Okay, so I verbalized that. And now I'm going to get back to work. And I'm just going to actually try not to open my social media for a while, instead of like that constant, you know, dopamine grab check. Has anyone liked it? Maybe I should delete it. Maybe, you know, like I don't have time for that shit today. So I'm going to do my best to just focus on what's in front of me, the work I've got to get done today and what I'm going to do for, like, maybe play with some ideas of what I'm going to do for this 30 days of cringe. And I'm just going to keep remembering this is a process, and this is, like, everything is messy in the beginning. So embrace the mess. All right, peace.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.